This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're talking this week about hearing from God, and what better time to talk about that than in this little time we set aside each weekday morning to spend some time with God. That's what the Christian life is really all about. It's about knowing God, hearing from Him, talking to Him, not just doing the religious thing. Get real in your Christian life and have a real relationship with God. Well, you know already that relationships grow by time spent together and by listening to someone and by talking to them, interacting with them. And that's what we need to learn to do with God, to hear from Him and then interact with that and build our lives around God and our relationship with Him and what God is saying and doing in our lives. Well, how can you recognize that? That's our theme this week, hearing from God, and how we can be a person who is predisposed to hear from God. Not predisposed to resist God or push God away, but how can we be predisposed to reach out to God with a listening heart? I want to read you a few verses from the book of James, chapter 4. Starting in verse 6, it says, "But God gives a greater grace. Therefore it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be miserable, mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself in the presence of the Lord, and He will exalt you." Well, it can sound like a bit of a negative passage to read, can't it? Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. What he's saying is have a right attitude towards sin in your life, towards the things you do in your life that you know God doesn't want you to do. If God truly has become the center of your life, that's what makes your life meaningful and whole. Your life is never right when you are at the center of it. And when we take the place that only God should have in our lives, it offends God. It hurts Him deeply. And James is saying, make things right with God. He gives a greater grace. God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So submit to God. Well, we don't really like that word submit these days, do we? It's all about being your own person, self-realization, being the most you can be. You're the center of everything. You matter. And yet, all those things are true because of who God is, and God has made you, and God is interested in you. God is concerned about you. But God is the one at the center of the universe, not you. And your life comes together when you recognize that and make it real in your own personal life. Submit to God. Be humble. God's opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Recognize you are not at the top of the heap. God is. That you're way down there somewhere, and you need God, and you want to hear from Him. You want Him to bless you. You want Him to speak to you. You want to fit into what He's doing in the lives of the people around you. He's at the center of it all. What He's doing is what matters. What we so often want is to come up with our own plans for our lives and then have God rubber stamp them with a stamp of approval and say, yes, I'm going to bless that and make it happen. No, that's not the way you come to God. You've got to come open to hear His will for you. Humility, submission, that predisposes you to hear from God. God's not going to speak to the person who's not listening, the person who's got their own agenda and just wants a rubber stamp. No, God will speak when you're listening. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.